Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that there have been repeated violations of the understanding which was arrived at with Pakistan earlier yesterday. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Misri said the armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations, and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Misri said the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. He said they have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetition of the violations along the international border as well as the line of control. The Foreign Secretary said an understanding was reached last evening between the Directors General of Military Operations of India and Pakistan to stop the military action that was going on for the last few days. He said Pakistan should understand the situation properly and take appropriate action immediately to stop this intrusion.
पिछले कुछ घंटों से इस समझौते का पाकिस्तान की ओर से घोर उल्लंघन हो रहा है भारतीय सेना जवाबी कार्रवाई कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है ये अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करे
Earlier in the day, India and Pakistan announced ceasefire, agreeing to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made this announcement in New Delhi. He said Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations initiated the call for ceasefire yesterday, after which discussions took place and an understanding was reached. Mr. Misri said the Directors General of Military Operations of both the countries will talk again tomorrow.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Sources said the stoppage of firing and military action between India and Pakistan was worked out directly between the two countries. They stressed that there is no decision to hold talks on any other issue at any other place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi soon after the announcement of ceasefire between India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff and Chiefs of all the three services attended the meeting. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting through video conferencing yesterday with Chief Secretaries of State sharing border with Pakistan. Sources said they have been asked to remain alert and activate civil defence mechanism in their areas in case of any firing from across the border. This came hours after India and Pakistan announced a ceasefire. Delhi Airport continued to run its operations smoothly. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited, or DIAL, said, however, in the light of evolving airspace dynamics and heightened security protocols mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, there may be adjustments to flight schedules and longer wait times at security checkpoints. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays, extend full cooperation to airlines and security personnel for efficient facilitation, and verify flight status through the airline or the official Delhi Airport website. It strongly advised all passengers to depend exclusively on official updates for accurate information and to refrain from circulating unverified content. Pakistan's army misfired a missile that missed its target and landed near a Gurudwara in its own civilian populated area. The blast shattered windows, causing panic among the Sikh community. This failure could have resulted in mass casualties as it struck during prayer hours. This is not only a technical failure, but a diplomatic and social disaster, as it involved a religious minority that already faces systemic discrimination in Pakistan. Pakistan's missile system has a long record of poor targeting and guidance failure. In 2022, during a routine test of a short-range missile, the projectile crashed within its own territory, damaging farmland and injuring villagers. A similar incident took place in 2024 that raised questions about Pakistan's quality assurance and system integrity. Government has said that several combat gaming videos are being deceptively circulated as real footages of recent India-Pakistan conflict and urged people not to fall prey to such propaganda posts. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau, or PIB, said combat gaming footages are flooding social media where video game scenes are deceptively presented as actual combat and digital combat clips are being misrepresented as real footage. It urged people to stay vigilant. A message is also circulating on WhatsApp in the name of Office of the Defense Minister of India, giving instructions for civil preparedness in view of the India-Pakistan situation. PIB said this message is fake. It said the government of India has issued no such instructions. Dear listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799-711-259 and on the email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. National Technology Day will be celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day serves as a reminder of the pivotal role that technological advancements play in the country's progress and development. The day commemorates the contributions of scientists, engineers, and innovators to India's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the sixth global nuclear test, demonstrating India's global position. The National Technology Day aims to highlight the role of technology in daily life and encourage the youth in science and technology. The 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant officially began on an alluring note at the Gachibowli Indoor Stadium last evening in Hyderabad with a vibrant showcase of Telangana's cultural heritage. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy declared the event open after it started with the state anthem in the presence of Chairperson and CEO of the Miss World organization, Julia Mole, and reigning Miss World, Kristina Piziskova. Models participated in a catwalk parade where each Miss World contestant carried their national flag into the Gachibowli Stadium. The opening ceremony was a colourful spectacle of folk and tribal dance traditions from across Telangana, choreographed in a parade-style presentation that celebrated the region's rich cultural roots. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced that the southwest monsoon is likely to arrive at the Kerala coast on May 27, 5 days earlier than its usual onset date of June the 1st. This early arrival is expected to have a positive impact on the Kharif sowing season and brighten outlook for crops. Historically, an early monsoon has been favorable for agriculture by boosting farm production and reservoir levels. The IMD has also predicted that the 2025 monsoon could be above normal, quantitatively expected to reach 105% of the long period average. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus has banned all activities of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League Party under the Anti-Terrorism Act until the trial of the party and its leaders is completed. The Council of Advisors came up with the decision at its special meeting held at the state guest house Jamuna in Dhaka last night. The Council also approved the amendment to the International Crimes Tribunals Act, inserting a provision to punish any political party, its affiliated bodies or supporters. And BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla has said the board officials and IPL Governing Council will discuss today the best possible schedule to complete the suspended T20 league following the announcement of a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. A total of 12 league stage matches and 4 playoff stage matches are yet to be played in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.